Shine FM and Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert every Wednesday. Kimberly, of course, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Christmas is almost upon us here. I think I'm ready. Everything is good to go, but still got a couple more days, and glad to continue our topic of burnout.
Good. And so that I am a good wife, I just want to wish my husband a happy anniversary today.
Oh, very nice. Happy anniversary to you both.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Congrats.
So far this month, we, Mike, have defined burnout and emotion. We now know that emotional exhaustion is one of the main signs of burnout and that emotions are tunnels. And if we get stuck in one, burnout is bound to happen. But we also discuss that God has built into us an amazing survival system that helps us respond to internal and external threats. However, once the stressor is solved or we have a break from it, we have to complete the stress response cycle. Last week, we talked about multiple ways we can release the stress in our bodies in a healthy way. Today, I want to share how we can use our calling to help us remain resilient despite the effect of stressors in our lives. We are all heroes of our own story, called by God to fulfill our unique purpose on this earth. Over the last 30 years, Mike, science has established that having a meaning of life is really good for us, just the way salads, exercise, and sleep are.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so a meaningful life isn't always fun. Rather, it is making sense of our experience and creating what we as psychologists like to call a coherent story with adaptive beliefs. It's about facing the truth about hard things we have had to live through or may still be living with. Making meaning also involves contributing something positive to the world. Who God made you and how your unique shape can bring good to people and creation around you is what gives us a sense of significance beyond the chaos. Finally, whether it supports thriving or sustains our coping, meaning is really good for you. People with a greater sense of meaning and purpose in life experience better health and are more likely to access preventative health care services, like psychology services, to protect their health. For me, the meaning of life would be incomplete without knowing Jesus as the one who came to restore God's original design in us. Life-giving relationships, children, creative arts, and expression are beautiful things we experience in life. They are absolutely meaningful, Mike, but they cannot be the definition of life and bring the ultimate meaning to life.
So true.
So what does keep us up at night? Well, it is our relationships, our work, and the culture we live in, possibly also the stress of the pandemic. These things can actually bring the most pain in our lives. This is because we live in a world of brokenness. These things are meant to give us fulfillment and joy, but sometimes they cause us great misery. God does not leave us in our brokenness. He enters into our brokenness, Mike. The way he does this is by sending Jesus. Christmas is the beginning of God's redemption plan. This truth is worth celebrating this Christmas season.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Preach, Kimberly.
Yeah, amen.
I love it. It's going to be a wonderful Christmas. Let me take this time to wish you and your family and your team a wonderful Merry Christmas.
Well, and Merry Christmas to you, Mike. I just want to say what a tremendous gift the Shine family is to me personally and to Eckert Center, and you in particular, Mike.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. Oh, I love you too. Merry Christmas. Of course, we want to get your contact info out there for people that might want to reach out to you.
EckertCenter.com, or they can phone us at 403-230-2959.
Okay, well, Christmas coming up here, but we are going to connect next week ahead of New Year. So one more to go with our topic of burnout. I almost forgot the word. There you go. I'm in need of a break too, Kimberly.
That's brain fog.
There
also
you go. Burnout. We'll continue that next week. Kimberly, yeah, have a blessed Christmas, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
You as well. Thank you, Mike.